WF House presents an unabridged recording of Bridgerton, Romancing Mr. Bridgerton by Julia Quinn, narrated by Rosalind Landor.
April is nearly upon us, and with it a new social season here in London. Ambitious mamas can be found at dress shops all across town with their darling debutantes, eager to purchase that one magical evening gown that they simply know will mean the difference between marriage and spinsterhood. As for their prey, the determined bachelors, Mr. Colin Bridgerton once again tops the list of desirable husbands, even though he is not yet back from his recent trip abroad. He has no title, that is true, but he is in abundant possession of looks, fortune, and, as anyone who has ever spent even a minute in London knows, charm. But Mr. Bridgerton has reached the somewhat advanced age of 33 without ever showing an interest in any particular young lady, and there is little reason to anticipate that 1824 will be any different from 1823 in this respect. Perhaps the darling debutantes, and perhaps more importantly their ambitious mamas, would do well to look elsewhere. If Mr. Bridgerton is looking for a wife, he hides that desire well. On the other hand, is that not just the sort of challenge a debutante likes best? Lady Whistledown's Society Papers. Prologue. On the 6th of April, in the year 1812, precisely 2 days before her 16th birthday, Penelope Featherington fell in love. It was, in a word, thrilling. The world shook. Her heart leaped. The moment was breathtaking. And, she was able to tell herself with some satisfaction, the man in question, one Colin Bridgerton, felt precisely the same way. Oh, not the love part. He certainly didn't fall in love with her in 1812, and not in 1813, 1814, 1815, or, oh blast, not in all the years 1816 to 1822 either, and certainly not in 1823, when he was out of the country the whole time anyway. But his earth shook, his heart leaped, and Penelope knew, without a shadow of a doubt, that his breath was taken away as well, for a good 10 seconds. Falling off a horse tended to do that to a man. It happened thus. She'd been out for a walk in Hyde Park with her...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?